Ask Alex. You can be on the Joe and Alex Show to get some help. All you have to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And this morning, we're talking to Connor. Hey, Connor, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up with you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Doing good. Just trying to see what you need help with.
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate it. So I met this chick at a party my brother had last weekend, and she's not from around here. She was on vacation or something from the Carolinas, I think she said.
Okay.
And, you know, to be honest, she wasn't, like, the hottest girl at the party, but she also wasn't, you know, like, the ugliest.
Good, right in the middle, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, the thing is, like, she for sure was trying to smash. You know, she was all over me, like, all night.
Okay.
So now, drunk Connor was down because I knew it was going to end up, you know, a good night for me. And,
sure.
And, you know, but sober Connor the next morning had a different experience.
Just to clarify, we're talking third person now. Okay. All right, continue, Connor.
So we hooked up, and she spent the night. And in the morning, you know, I rolled over, and she was gone. And I was like, thank God, you know. But then, because I was worried about having, like, that post, you know, like, awkward hookup conversation with her. But, you know, she wasn't there. But then I heard, like, this clanking around and, like, noises from the kitchen. And I was like, please let that be my brother, since, you know, I was at his house. So I go down there, and she's in my shirt cooking breakfast. And she's like, hey, good morning. I just thought I'd whip up everyone some breakfast. I hope that's cool. And I mean, like, I was starving and hungover, so I was like, well, that's all right. You know, that seems fine. And,
yeah.
You know, whatever. But so we eat, and then she asked me for sweatpants. And I'm like, what? Like, she still isn't leaving, you know?
Well, you can't do the walk of shame, you know, with no pants on. I mean, I guess you could, but you want sweatpants, right?
Apparently. So, but, like, she's not leaving, you know? Like, we end up watching a full movie with my brother.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, like, she's, like, 2 hours, you know? And
so it's probably mid-afternoon at this point.
Yeah. It's like the middle of the day, pretty much. And then she goes, what are we doing next? And I'm like, dude, are you serious?
This,
like,
girl's bold.
Yeah. Like, so I'm like, dude, are you serious? Like, this isn't even my house. It's my brother's. And she's not leaving. So finally I say, like, you know, I'd love to keep hanging out, but this isn't my house. I really got to get going. And, you know, I got stuff I got to do. I got to get home. And, like, you know, I'm sure your friends are wondering where you are. So I'm just, like, trying to, like, you know, kind of nudge her out the door. And she's like, no, I totally understand. No problem. So I'm thinking, like, thank God she gets it and she's going to leave. But no, she says, and this is where this gets crazy. She's like, before I go, I just really want to know, you know, I just really want you to know that I had a great time last night and today. And I really felt like we had a strong connection or something. And then she's like, did you feel the chemistry too? I just want to make sure, you know, before I go home that, you know, we'll still date.
We'll still date?
So you guys are dating?
Yeah. So I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, what are you even talking about? Like, we aren't dating. We just hooked up. And, you know, now you need to get the hell out of my house.
Or your brothers, yeah.
Yeah. And this girl, you know, full on thought we were going to date, like, long distance or something.
Okay.
So then she says, well, I'm not leaving until you promise that you will, you know, still date me after I go home. So she takes a paper towel, rips it, and finds a marker in the drawer and writes up a contract.
A contract?
Like a relationship contract?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a contract.
What was on this contract? That's a little crazy, but what was on it?
Yeah, it says, I blank, as in I, Connor, on this date, promise to still date so-and-so, even when she goes back home.
No way.
Good for her locking it down.
This girl is savage.
Did you read over all the terms of the agreement? Did you negotiate at all?
Well, no, I didn't really negotiate at all. I was just like, you are out of your mind. I'm not signing that. And she would not move. Like, we stood there for like 15 minutes arguing.
So then did you finally sign it?
Yeah, I finally signed it because I figured that was the only way to get her out of the house. And like, as soon as I signed it, her whole mood changed. And she's like, okay, thank you. See you later.
No.
Yeah.
This girl is on another level. This is a scammer of all scams.
No, she's just trying to stay committed to somebody and wants to make sure he feels the same.
I would have just been happy she made me breakfast.
Yeah, no kidding. You're ungrateful, Connor.
Okay, so, I mean, surely are you a little worried about this contract or what?
Absolutely. I'm pretty freaked out about it because, you know, I signed it. It's got my signature on it.
Well, you have to honor it then. When are you going to go visit?
Oh, God, I don't plan on visiting.
So,
I don't really want to see her again.
Is the contract that Connor signed actually legally binding? Like, is he actually required to date her? Like, how should he go about this?
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I would say yes. I mean, listen, this is going to be a learning lesson for you, Connor, and for anybody listening right now. If you sign something, you put pen to paper, it's legally binding. Like, you shouldn't have done it. You should not have put your name up on it.
DB on Twitter said, LMAO, he must be a rookie at this. Everyone knows there's plenty of excuses to get someone to leave. Sack up, Connor.
Yeah, I know. You could have put like a chocolate bar by the side of the bed, then put it in the bed. That would have got her out of there instantly, and we wouldn't even be having this contract conversation.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I was hungover. You know, like I wasn't in my best thinking.
Oh, so true. Is that going to be your legal thing, saying that you were, like, impaired when you signed this contract?
It could be. That could be what he says. 833-JOE-ALEX. Is he legally bound to date this chick?
All right, Connor, hang on. Maybe we can get you some advice, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to Raymond. Raymond, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're also talking to Connor. What did you want to say?
Yeah. Hey, unless the contract was being or signed by a notary public, it's not legally binding. You don't have to do nothing.
I can't understand what he's saying.
He's saying unless, you got to make sure you're talking to your phone. It said unless it's signed by a notary public, it's not legally binding. So I don't know, man.
So is that something that she can do? Okay, so if you sign a contract with someone and she takes it to a notary, can she do that after the fact and then it is technically legally binding? Like if she went home and had some notary look
like
at it?
Like if she did it today.
Yeah.
He has to be there in the public with her.
Okay.
To actually it'd be legally binding. Unless he is there with her, she can't do it.
Okay, that's interesting, because I always thought, like, if, like, I made an agreement, like, Porkchop, I'm going to sell you this car for $500. We make a deal on it, legally signs it. And he's like, no, man, you sell it to me. You said you sell it for $1.
That's what I thought.
No, I have a contract, but all right, cool. Sarah, you are on the Joe and Alex show. We got two Sarahs, so let's go to this Sarah with an H. What's up, Sarah?
Hey.
What do you think about the situation with Connor, who's also on the phone?
Okay, well, first of all, they went to the brother's house, correct?
So yes.
She doesn't even know where he actually lives.
That's good.
So once that he leaves, he just goes home and ignores her calls if they even exchange numbers. Second of all, it was on a paper towel. And as I agree with the last caller, that Raymond, and said that the notary needs to witness both signatures.
But, okay, but you're telling me a contract cannot be drawn up on a paper towel? It has to be some official, really nice feeling paper. Paper is paper. Paper towel, toilet paper, this, whatever. It don't matter.
Well, but she has to witness both signatures.
Okay.
Well, then she lives out of state, so
yeah.
I mean, just wash your hands of it. You know, go home to your own house and leave your brother. She doesn't know where you live.
Well, this is looking good for Connor. Although I do want to ask you, Sarah.
Hung up on her. Dang it.
Oh well,
I didn't know.
I was just wondering. You know, is this girl a legend though? Like, despite all this, is she a legend trying to get a contract to have a relationship?
I mean, honestly, it's a move not often than made. But this is obviously a successful maneuver.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very good at it. The other Sarah, what's up? You're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about Connor's situation with his contract?
First of all, I think that he signed it under duress. That's a point that the other two didn't make. So if he took it to court and he said that he signed it under duress because he felt like she would do something dangerous to him, herself, others, if he didn't sign, that would probably help him out. Two, the whole contract situation, sure, it might work for somebody selling a car. Hey, I'm selling it to you for this amount. Here's a receipt. We both sign it. This you might be able to use because, hey, here, I put some money into your account. Blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one would be like, nah, she's crazy. I didn't know what else to do. Third, I do not recall is the most powerful statement you can make.
Oh. I've never heard anybody ever testify with that. Sarah, as Alex, right? As Alex has been asking everybody, pretty good move, though, on her part, right? Like, she's really good at this, don't you think?
Like, are you impressed? Really crazy at this.
Yeah, but all women are crazy on
Listen,
some level.
Crazy Ooh. Appreciates oh, crazy.
We're all guys, but that's okay, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thank you, Sarah, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. This is insane. Everybody's calling Connor, and they're probably all agreeing. So if you can't get through on the phone right now with Connor and us, all you got to do is take it to social media. Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. And for Facebook, we use the station page. Just look for Radio Now and drop a comment on there and let us know what you think.
It looks good for you, Connor. I think you're in the clear.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's good. A lot of positive feedback there.
Just do a better screening of the girls that you decide to hook up with on a one-night stand, okay?
I will.
And don't sign anything unless you want to be legally bound to it in the future.
Yeah.
This is a learning lesson here, so I like when Ask Alex can actually help everybody, not just one person. If you want to be on Ask Alex, email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com.